When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2515. Are blueberries a superfood? By Beth Rush with EllieMcGinnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you again, as always, so much for listening and for sharing this show with someone. One of the best ways to keep this show going is to do just that. Share this show with someone. If you think somebody will like this content, send it to them. All right, that's enough of that. Let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to another post and continue optimizing your life. Are blueberries a superfood? By Beth Rush with EllieMcGinnis.com. From avocados to salmon, superfoods and supplements have taken over modern food culture. The health claims are like something from a dream. Superfoods may prevent cancer, improve your memory, and help you manage your weight. All berries are generally under the superfood umbrella, but blueberries tend to stick out. Are blueberries a superfood based on their compounds and health benefits? What are superfoods, and are they real? All foods provide nutrients in varying densities and varieties. A leafy green salad, bowl of rice, a cup of blueberries, and a bar of chocolate include necessary macronutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more for healthy humans, but not in equal value. Superfood is a category meant to highlight the most nutritious options on the market, providing much of what you need to survive. It usually refers to plants, but there are exceptions. These foods have well-researched, consistently beneficial properties. Including superfoods like blueberries in your diet is suspected to improve wellness and longevity. They deliver rich sources of antioxidants like polyphenol flavonoids, phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, dietary fiber, and mono and polyunsaturated fats. The reality is, superfoods do not genuinely exist in the way people perceive. There is no single food that offers it all. The term is not regulated in the US, allowing companies to place the word superfood on powders and supplements without ramifications. Other nations, like Japan, have a similar concept called functional foods, which the country does regulate. Where did the term superfood come from? Surprisingly, the term did not come from dietitians or the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. It came from an advertising campaign during World War I, making bananas the first classified superfood. After convincing the public it was illness-proof, inexpensive, and accessible for the ideal diet, medical professionals began researching the claim's validity. Eventually, journals backed up this claim, inciting curiosity about whether other foods could be as super as bananas. Why is it essential to know the superfood backstory? This history is vital because it helps you contextualize your food journey. Food sellers are not health or dietary experts, yet they widely publicize these claims. It should invite reasonable skepticism before we jump out and buy what we need to grow our own blueberry bushes. Sometimes, publications inflate headlines to increase food sales, and misinformation spreads through various platforms like TikTok. Always fact-check and ask professionals questions about what is and isn't true about what you eat. Relying too much on superfoods may lead to an unbalanced diet. Ask yourself if increasing nutrient consumption from a specific superfood is helpful for your lifestyle, current diet, and health circumstances. It may be the best decision you've ever made, or it may not be the right time. So are blueberries considered a superfood worth exploring in the same detail as bananas? What are the nutritional facts of blueberries? Many health professionals include blueberries in their list of superfood recommendations, alongside other berries. The nutritional details make their healthfulness quite clear. For 100 grams of raw blueberries, you get 57 calories, 84.2 grams of water, 9.7 milligrams of vitamin C, 15 grams of carbohydrates, 2.4 grams of dietary fiber, less than half a gram of fat, 77 milligrams of potassium, and other vitamins and minerals like vitamin K, manganese, and phosphorus. Blueberries have even more going for them than this alone, but their superfood designation mostly comes from their mind-blowing amounts of antioxidants. Antioxidants are responsible for mitigating the impact of oxidative stress, which is crucial for your metabolism and cells to stay healthy. A well-regarded 2004 study discovered that cultivated and wild blueberries can have anywhere between 9,000 and 13,000 total antioxidants in a cup. This is one of the few circumstances where more usually means better. Blueberries' claim to fame: anthocyanins. It's impossible to hone in on each of the thousands of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals that make blueberries a superfood. However, anthocyanins are some of the most evidence-backed players. Anthocyanin, an antioxidant flavonoid, is the first superfood ingredient in blueberries. It's the pigment that gives blueberries their delightful color when ripe. Low and high bush blueberries have a much higher anthocyanin concentration than other fruits. Are blueberries a superfood because of anthocyanins alone? Well, they do result in consistent health benefits in research, including a 25% reduced risk of coronary artery disease, a 32% decreased risk of heart attack, a lower risk of developing hypertension up to 10%, reduced vascular stiffness, a 13% reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, a 23% risk reduction of prediabetes by increased insulin management, improved cognitive function, and a reduced risk of Parkinson's disease. Other vitamins and minerals complement anthocyanins' benefits. Blueberries have more vitamin C than black currants, cranberries, and raspberries. A serving of blueberries provides almost a quarter of most people's daily recommended consumption of vitamin C, which is necessary for immune system support. Based on these facts, are blueberries considered a superfood? So are blueberries a superfood? Yes, blueberries are it if there is a real superfood, mainly when they tackle so many health risks. They will not take care of your entire preventive healthcare regimen, but making them a more consistent part of your recipe book wouldn't hurt. The beauty of blueberries is there are little to no deterrents to eating as many as you want, so long as it coincides with a macronutrient-sensible nutritional diet. The research on blueberries is overwhelming and diverse, making it one of the most well-known potent sources of antioxidants and nutrients in any food. What else should you do to maximize the benefits of blueberries? Eat blueberries raw for maximum benefits. Cooking blueberries doesn't remove their superfood status, but heat does reduce antioxidant potential. This doesn't mean you should never cook them, but raw is how to get the most bang for your buck. Also, it's best to wash blueberries before consuming them. Attentive rinsing in filtered, purified water is fine. Still, soaking them in a lemon juice and baking soda mixture is even better for removing bacteria and residual pesticides if you buy non-organic. Invisible health deterrents from chemical-based agriculture should not make you second-guess if blueberries are considered a superfood. How can you incorporate more blueberries into your diet? You can always eat blueberries alone, but if you're determined to make them a daily staple, you can incorporate them in a smoothie or acai bowl for breakfast. These are ideal opportunities to include other superfoods, like chia seeds. Blueberries and oats also make a delicious breakfast bar or traditional oatmeal combo. At lunch, make a delicious vegetarian or vegan berry, nut, and cheese salad with your dressing of choice. Some more creative options include a blueberry-infused salsa or topping your favorite animal protein or jackfruit with blueberries. For dinner, a blueberry-infused sauce or compote is the way to dress everything from tenderloin to glazed tofu. You could pair blueberries with white cheese, onion, and fresh herbs, to make an irresistible flatbread. Throughout the day, snacks of blueberries with Greek yogurt or cottage cheese are a way to sneak in dense protein. The verdict: are blueberries a superfood? By now you understand the word superfood is not consistent worldwide. Regardless, the question of are blueberries a superfood should not matter because their health benefits speak for themselves. These berries are an easy, delicious way to make your daily diet more comprehensive and wellness-focused. It's unknown if superfoods will eventually get universal standardization, but blueberries will likely ascend to the top of the list if they do. You just listened to the post titled, "Are Blueberries a Superfood?" by Beth Rush with elliemcginnis.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Let's say you and I decided right now that, first, the term superfood is a real thing. Again, today's author, Beth, was clear by saying, there is no agreed-upon definition of superfood, but let's go with it. Then, after we agreed that superfoods were hypothetically a real thing, you and I put our heads together and made a list of these so-called superfoods. If we were to guess which foods most health experts would consider so-called superfoods, what might that list look like? Well, blueberries for sure, ditto strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, cherries, well, pretty much all the fruits. Let's see, next, vegetables. Those would make the list. Spinach, kale, romaine lettuce would count, cabbage, sweet potato, tomato, well, pretty much all vegetables. What about grains? Yeah, pretty much all whole, minimally processed grains. Are we starting to see a pattern here? Most plant-based foods that are minimally processed would probably fit into this so-called superfood category. So let's make life simple and agree that we probably know which foods would make up this list. And let's, using that list, try and consume at least 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. And let's make most of our carbohydrate sources whole grains. And there you have it. We've now created a superfood diet. See, nutrition doesn't have to be complicated. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.